Dental care, how is that going? Is there a relationship or is it non-existent? I mean, let me ask you the question right now. When last did you go to the dentist? Do you actually remember? Was it by choice? Or was it one of those 2 a.m. pains that's making you jump out of bed and you're just like, I cannot not go to the dentist tomorrow because I'm absolutely going through a lot right now. Well, joining me to help us understand and unpack this all the more is a dentist who is close to me very much. Dr. Bitumela Fatola is in studio to guide us through this very complex conversation of our relationship with our teeth and dental care. Dr. Fatola, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
It's great to be chatting to you. I don't know if you've heard some of the messages. People are saying their relationships with the dentist is not looking good. I got a message from Maritza saying, ay, 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 definitely not a fan. It's always super painful and very expensive, even though I should go regularly because I'm also grinding my teeth. And with time, due to that, they've really not become in a good condition. And I miss being able to eat biltong.
Oh, no.
And you know what I'm realizing about this is we don't look after our teeth, but they are involved in our day-to-day life. Because now we can't eat meat, we can't eat biltong, we can't eat all these wonderful things that we enjoy. Let me maybe start the conversation here. Why is it so important that we look after our teeth?
Okay, so our teeth are basically the anchor of our day-to-day life, like you're saying.
Yeah.
Like, if you don't have teeth, firstly, you won't be able to eat. And our looks are basically just made from our teeth.
Yeah.
So if you don't have teeth, your look changes completely. You look older, they're there for that. They're there to make you look good. They're there as anchors of your face. They are there as a function for what you eat and all of that. And even for your health, your general health.
Mm.
If your oral health is bad, it affects your general health, your heart, high blood, yes, all of that.
Oh wow, I never knew that they all link together. If I think about oral health with your heart and your blood pressure.
Yes, they are.
Oh wow, but now let's speak about the things that usually get oral health out to become unhealthy, if I could say it that way. What are some of the things that we go through? Because I think my only thing that I always remember hearing as a child is sweets. Sweets, 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 sweets. You're going to be in trouble when you're eating sweets and your teeth are going to fall out. That's what I've always heard. Is it only sweets? What are some of the things that decay the condition of our teeth?
Sweets, sweets, sweets.
Oh, okay.
Sugary stuff. Mm. Yes, they are the number one culprits. And then the other thing that we don't know is that we have food that sticks in our mouth, in our teeth. Mm. They stay there longer. And you have just your regular food. When you finish eating, just rub your tongue around your teeth and you'll feel that there is food there.
Oh.
But if you do it consciously, you will feel the food. If you don't do it, the food will stay there.
Mm.
And then it stays there. And then it's a build up for bacteria to grow there. And then what?
Yeah.
You have that.
Okay.
So you have your cookies, for example. Cookies,
yes,
stay longer on the tooth, on the surface of the tooth.
Yes.
Then it's a breed, that's where the bacteria will breed.
Okay.
Your sodas, your juices, they are acidic. So the acid stays in the mouth,
mm-hmm,
and then it causes the demineralization of the enamel. Like,
yes,
that is, it kills, it eats up the enamel.
Yes.
Which is the white part of the tooth that we see. And then when it does that, then it opens up pores for bacteria to go in. And then we have caries. We call it caries. It's called decay.
In our layman's terms, for the rest of us.
Yeah. It's called decay.
And I mean, what you're saying, it's something that a lot of us don't actually realize. When I think about the cool drinks I would eat or the biscuits that I would eat, the fact that they would cause quite a big problem. Is this why it's important to brush twice and floss? You know, that thing that we people don't do so well.
Actually, we don't.
I know. I don't.
Know. But you know what I always advise with the flossing? I always advise that you do it in the evening while you're watching your TV, your favorite show. You do it unconsciously, but then at least you've got it in. You get to do it. But then when it feels like a chore, you have to go to the bathroom and do it, and you're too lazy to do that. You can just do it there where you are, and then you just take the floss and then floss, 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 up, down, you're done. And then, most importantly, why we want you to brush in the evening is that all that food that I was talking about that gets stuck in the mouth, in between the teeth, it doesn't come out. You sleep, you close your mouth, and then it's nice and warm in there. And then the bacteria is like my happy place.
Oh, my goodness.
And then it grows. Okay. So that's what happened.
Look, you're doing a good job in making us feel uncomfortable in realizing that we should do the right thing. But you know what? I'm loving some of the voices that's been coming through, because there's a lot of people saying they have a not so healthy relationship, but there's some beautiful stories that's also been coming through.
Hi, Josi. Interesting topic with the dentist. I actually grew up with a phobia, and also I think my parents didn't know that people are supposed to go to the dentist regularly, so I never actually went. The first time I went, I was 21, and I just like waltzed into the dentist's office, and I'm just like, hey, can you do something?
Do your thing.
Whatever it is that you guys do. And yeah, I've always loved it, and now I got braces at the age of 36. So yeah, I love my teeth. I do have a routine, very long routine. Okay. And yeah, it's been great.
Let's talk about, you know, that idea of braces. I mean, I grew up and braces were something as a child. There's a point you like, from this age, I don't want braces anymore. But of late, I've seen a lot of older people, a lot of adults that are finding themselves feeling comfortable with getting braces, even at a latter part of their age. Braces, when do I know if I really need to get them? Because some people are just like, no, I just want my smile to look beautiful. But when is it a need? As in like, this is now urgent and it's affecting my oral health.
Okay. So what happens is we are slowly getting there in terms of education with regards to oral health. Back then, there is not much education. People don't know much about teeth, and they only know about teeth when it's painful.
Mm.
So it's an ongoing thing that we need to do as dentists, as oral health professionals, to educate people.
Yeah.
So we have situations where you have malocclusions. Your teeth are like crowded.
Okay, yeah. So that's where it's like a bit tight.
It's a bit tight, and then there's ones that are in front, at the back. It's just the whole mix of marabasta teeth.
Yeah.
So that is another thing. Brush, you can't go in some corners of those teeth. So it's a need to have ortho done, because we want those teeth to be straight. If they're straight, you're able to brush. If they're not straight, then food gets stuck in there. They cause food traps.
Yeah.
So those food traps, then they breed bacteria. Then we have the same thing.
Yeah.
Go back to caries, decay.
So one would have to pay attention to what is happening in their mouth, because I mean, if I look at my teeth, for example, right, I've realized that for the longest time I've had this overbite. So I've learned, my dentist has taught me, it's an overbite where your teeth go over the other teeth, either from the bottom or the top. But I've got an overbite from the top where it just goes, if I just close my mouth, the top row of teeth goes over the bottom. But I know there's other people that realize with age that it's starting to get squashed up, and there's one tooth that's hiding behind the other. So we have to keep up with what's happening with our teeth to then know if that's cause for concern.
Like you were saying, that people are now getting braces when they're older because they're getting education. They're going out there to get information. And when they do, they get information that I'm sharing with you now, that it's not good for teeth to be all over the place. They need to be straightened out so that you can have a better oral hygiene. So that's where we are. And then another thing is that we need to introduce babies when they are young. Like when they're one, you start introducing them, you go with them to the dentist, and then you grow with that habit.
Yeah.
So we're quite old, so that has passed us. But our babies, we can start doing that. Build a relationship with the dentist while they're still young.
I want to quickly jump in over here and talk about babies. There's something that I've seen where it's two things relating to small babies, especially sugar and substances where you see I want to say browning, but it's almost graying of teeth in children. And then two, going with thumb sucking and or pacifiers. For parents that's kind of finding themselves in this place, at which point do they know it's a point of concern? Because, I mean, also a pacifier, you know, it just keeps them quiet, it gets them sorted. But at which point is a pacifier then worrisome, where you start to see, I don't know what they call them now.
The overjet.
That's
when the front teeth, the upper teeth, then start flaring to the front because of that. But the pacifier doesn't do that much because they lose the habit quite early.
Okay.
And then it sort of corrects itself. But the main thing that you're talking about, that I wanted to talk about while I'm here, we call it the baby bottle syndrome. So the baby sleeps with a bottle with milk. The milk is in the mouth. They're drinking their milk nicely. But then they fall asleep and then we leave the bottle in there. The milk is still dripping. The juice or the tea or whatever. Water is even better. But the tea, the milk, it's dripping in the mouth. Baby's sleeping. The bottle is in the mouth. So that tea, that milk has got acid. So it stays in the mouth. And then the kid's enamel is even soft. So it eats up that enamel. And then you have kids with brown teeth that are almost eaten up there at the top. So that's what causes it.
Okay.
So mainly when the child is done feeding, take it off.
Yeah.
So that there isn't any residue of
the acid that is in the drink.
Or there isn't the drink that is staying in the mouth too long.
Mm.
And the other thing with kids is that learn to teach them when they finish eating, they must rinse. Because they eat a lot of bad stuff.
Yeah.
And sometimes we give them because we just want peace.
We want quiet in the house.
But then teach them to rinse or to brush.
Yeah.
Rather have them play with a toothbrush as if they're brushing, because at least they remove something from their mouth. Yeah.
Before we wrap up our time together, there's a few things that I'd love for you to maybe help us, especially the adults. The one part is just like, what should we do when we wrap up this conversation? And we're going to get into that. But the first part is, there's a lot of stuff that's popping up online. There's the activated charcoals. There's the bicarbonate of sodas. There's the lemon water sugar. Yay. You've probably bumped across these things on the TikToks and the Instagrams, where it's like teeth whitening. They're going to be white now. 2 weeks, they're going to be whiter than paper. Are those things really good? Like, help us. Is this a myth or is this true?
Those things are not controlled.
Yeah, that's true.
So, and they may be effective, but if they're not done professionally, then you're working against yourself, because now you're causing erosion on the enamel, then sensitivity, then you open up your teeth to decay. So if it's not controlled, it's going to cause damage.
Okay, thank you.
It mustn't be done.
There we go. So if you just saw the trend last week, please leave that thing alone completely. But doctor, before we finish, and this is the last question that I have to ask you, is as we leave now and we're all listening to this and we've all been going, I will do it. And then you remember when you're in bed, and you're just like, I'm so warm, I'll do it tomorrow. What should one do now? Say, typical person, they brush their teeth once a day in the morning. They don't floss. They don't do it twice. They don't go to the dentist. What are the three things that you would say they should do right now that will make their dental health just so much better?
Okay. That's bad. I wish I could advise people like that, but I don't even know. That is me. But then at least drink water. Water will, it will keep your mouth clean. It will flush out everything that is in the mouth. So if you're going to be doing that, then drink a lot of water.
Yeah.
Rinse every time you finish eating. Then those are the two that I can think of. But otherwise, you have to go to your dentist.
Ish.
You have to. Okay, it's only 6 months apart.
That is true.
If you're not doing that, at least go to your dentist so they can see problems later.
I can see someone shaking their head, worried, thinking, but do you know how painful it is, Dr. Taylor? But you know what? Before you go, I've got some good news that I'd love to share with you. There's some beautiful stories that's been coming through here on the WhatsApp line, and I want you to hear it yourself. I don't want to just tell you in the by and by. There's some beautiful stories that's also been coming through.
Hey, Jose, great show as always. Butzi here from Pretoria. I must say my family and I, we have a great relationship with our dentist. Twice a year, we go for cleanup and checkup. And a couple of years ago, I had a procedure. I currently have implants. I must say it went well, done professionally. And yeah, I have teeth where I used to not have teeth. So dentists, the rock. Thank you. There you go.
I see you doing a little bit of a happy dance there. Dentists, they rock. Definitely.
It's good to hear.
It's good to hear, right? I've got one more that I'll play for you before you wrap it up.
Hi, Khosi.
Hi.
Thanks for the good show.
All good.
I take care of my teeth, eh? Mm-hmm. I brush twice a day. I go to the dentist twice a year and all those things. But I just want to tell you a story. My daughter, she's 17 now. When she was still a baby, about 2 years old, we took her to the dentist, wanted to do it right. I made an appointment. I'm telling you, we sat there. That dentist tried everything, showing sweets and whatnot, and my daughter couldn't have it. Her mouth was shut, like it was like it's got glue. Nobody could open it. And we had to cancel the appointment and just go home. And the dentist said, no, I won't charge you. We just left it like that.
Oh my goodness. I don't know how you guys manage with children and just making it easy for them, because I think that must be so frustrating. I've got a message that is very encouraging, and I think maybe you can add for 5 seconds quickly. Someone just saying here, thank you for having the dentist on. I stopped drinking coffee, and now that I'm having tea more, I get stains. Is there a less expensive option to help for that instead of going for teeth whitening? Often that costs a lot of money. I brush and floss regularly with regular toothpaste that contains teeth whitening. Let's talk about the changing, the discoloration that some people experience on their teeth. Is it something that they can do or just go to the dentist?
No, they can. They have to go to the dentist. It can only come out through the machine that we use at the dentist, through scale and polishing.
Yeah.
Otherwise, the toothbrushing is not going to help it.
Yeah.
Toothbrushing is only cleaning off the stuff that is like loose. Mm. But then the staining stays there.
Yeah.
So the person needs to go to the dentist.
Dr. Fatola, thank you so much for your time this afternoon. I think it's a good time for me to say this. I've been confessing about my poor dental health relationship. And needless to say, the very Dr. Bitumela Fatola in studio with me is actually my sister, my eldest sister. And she's probably just looking at me and she can see my teeth not looking good and thinking, excuse me, brother, must I call mom to get you in line? But you've been an advocate for dental health from as long as I can remember. So I will do right. I will do right.
Let's do right.
Yeah, no, I will do right.
Let's do right.
I will do right.
This is the Afternoon Drive Show.